Welcome to Standing Strong Ministries podcast with Dr. Sean Strong. We hope that you are encouraged by today's message.
We love the Word of God just like we love our coffee. Strong and fresh, the Lord always has your miracle in mind. I hope you're having an incredible Wednesday. Happy Wednesday morning to you. And we are so glad that you are here joining us. And we know God has something special for you today. And I believe it's going to be an amazing day for you. God's going to do supernatural things and really going to help you, strengthen you, and encourage you. And I just really want to come on here and just be a blessing to you today. Got a great word in store. Happy about it. If you've not had a chance to download our app in the Apple App Store or the Google Play, please do that. We want to make sure that you are seeing that, and you can download that. Enable the push notifications when you do that, and we would love to have you be connected with us every day, and let you know what we're doing, what to revivals to pray for, that kind of thing. So we want to make sure that you just connect with us on that level. And I'm excited about what God is doing today. I've got a great part two for you, Keys to Living in Joy and in Happiness, part two. And so I want to make sure that we get that out to you, get that that really just, it's a blessing. It's a real blessing. And I just want to give you an encouragement, and we want to make sure that God just blesses you through the Word of God. So do you have your Bibles? Do you got your coffee? We want to get right in, and we want to share the Word of God with you. So today I'm going to be talking about not letting circumstances to kidnap your focus. Okay, this is part number two of Keys to Living in Joy and Happiness. So you have to understand that we want to make sure that we are living in the joy that God has for us. We're living in the joy that God has for us. And so we want to make sure that we are doing those things. So how do you do that? You live in joy and happiness. So yesterday, we talked about the first part. Today, we're going to talk about part number two. Here's our scripture this morning. It's out of Habakkuk chapter 3, 17 through 19. And it says, although the fig tree shall not blossom, neither shall the fruit be in the vines, the labor of the olive shall fail, and the fields yield no meat. They shall be no herd in the stall, yet I will rejoice in the Lord. I will rejoice in the God of my salvation. The Lord is good. The Lord is God. He is my strength, and I will make my feet like hinds' feet. He will make me walk upon my high places to the chief singer of my stringed instruments. So we can see here is a great pattern of how to deal with things in life. So how do you not let circumstances kidnap your focus? Here you go. Number one, let's just get something straight. We will experience difficult times. We will experience negative moments. There is nothing that you and I will ever be able to do that in life that will not allow us to experience negative moments. I hate to break it to you, but here's the thing. There's going to be moments in your life, situations in your life, that no matter what you do, no matter how hard you try, you're going to face negative moments. It's just that simple. There's nothing you can do about it. There's nothing you can fixate yourself upon it. There's nothing you can do. You've got to focus and understand that there is going to be negative moments. You're not going to get around it. It's just the way that it is. You know, you've got to understand that stuff just happens, right? The water heater. You know, a lot of people want to blame the devil for the water heater going bad. Let's just get something straight. He didn't do that. The water element or the heating element or something in the mechanical component broke. You know, I've heard people say, well, I was on my way to church and, you know, the devil must have put that nail there. And, you know, Now I got a flat tire and I don't know what to do. Well, here's the deal. I am tired of the devil getting credit for things that he does not deserve credit for. Somebody was driving a truck or something. It was on a truck or in a car and it fell out and a nail got on the road and it happened to be you that ran over that nail. Stop giving the devil credit because some things just happen. Some things just happen. There's no circumstance, some of the things that he says, in this incredible, scripture. He says, look, the fig tree is not blossoming. The fruit is not growing on the vines. My labor it's failing. I'm working hard, but I can't get away from the failing. There's no food. There's no meat in the stalls. There's nothing working. Something is just happening in my life and there's nothing I can do about it. But I want you to notice what he says next. Rejoice in the joy of your salvation. We talked about yesterday. It says this. It says that if you're, my point was this. If you're not saved, then you get saved. Why? Because you can only rejoice in the joy of your salvation if you're saved. So understand, this is an incredible part to understanding how valuable that your life is in Christ. You've got to understand there. He goes through all of these things. My labor's failing. There's no fruit on the vines. There's nothing happening good in my life. He says, but then that's when I rejoice in the God of my salvation. That's how you keep joy. We talked about yesterday when Jesus told his disciples, he said, whatever you do, he said, you do not take for granted the fact that you shouldn't be happy that you can cast out devils. He said, that's just a benefit. He said, where you get your joy from is salvation. Where you get your happiness from is salvation. I want to explain to you right now, there's no greater joy in the world than being saved. You being in Christ makes all the difference in the world. You being in Christ makes everything in your life. It is incredible that the power of God is just great because the Lord moves in your life in an incredible way, in an incredible, if you're watching us via satellite or listening to us on podcast, hear me. I want to tell you that there is no greater joy than your salvation. And then he goes right into the next verse. And here's what he says. He says, because God is my strength. Where do you get your strength from? The joy of your salvation. Let's go back. The Bible is so awesome because it almost outlines itself. I want you to hear what I just said. The Bible is such an awesome book. It almost outlines itself. Listen to what it says. It says, I will rejoice in the God of my salvation. And then he says something powerful right here. Watch what he says. He says, and that is he, the God of my salvation, is my strength. The joy, we know from the Bible, it tells us that the joy of the Lord is my strength. That's your strength. The joy of the Lord is where we get our strength. Isn't that powerful? Isn't that amazing that God would richly bless us to the point that the anointing of God would fill our lives through salvation itself? Through salvation itself. And that becomes the strength of our life. Man, if we don't grab a hold of that, we're going to miss something great. Statement of the day. Statement of the day with a cup of coffee. The statement of the day in your life. There is no greater joy than the joy of your salvation. Man, I'm telling you what, that'll make a Baptist shout, a Catholic shout. Say three Hail Marys. It'll say, if they're saved through Jesus Christ, of course, that'll make a Methodist clap their hands. Why? Because there's no greater joy than the joy of our salvation. There's no greater joy than you and I being saved. That's where we compile our strength. So point number one, we'll go through negative moments. Stuff just happens. Point number two, we rejoice in the God of our salvation. Number three is this. How do we not let circumstances kidnap our focus? kidnap what we're focused on. I'll tell you, here's number three was rejoice in your salvation. Number four, he is our strength. That God is our strength. Here's number five. I love this right here. He said, I'm going to cause you to walk on hinds feet. I want you to write this down in your notes. I want you to put it in the comment section. I'm going to walk on hinds feet. I'm going to explain that. I believe I got a real powerful revelation on that today. Listen to this. I believe that when you see that verse, okay, I'm sure there's a lot of revelation. There might be a lot of good teaching on it. I really haven't heard a lot on it. Not saying that it's not out there, but I just really feel like I got something this morning. When you see that passage of scripture, let me say this to you. You now have two sets of legs. Why is he going to let you on hinds feet? So picture a deer in the forest. He's walking on four legs. The legs, the hind legs follow the legs of the front. Okay. They're following wherever those two front legs are going, the hinds legs are going with that. So to walk on hinds feet means this. The Holy Spirit is walking in front of you. You are following His leading. You are following His footsteps. And everything in your life is about to be drastically changed because you're no longer walking by yourself, but now you're being led by the feet of the Holy Spirit and you're walking on hinds feet. So that means what? You will never walk into a bad place again because the Holy Spirit is leading you through even the most negative circumstances of your life. Wow, what a revelation. What a revelation that we can grab from God. We are walking on hinds feet. Okay, in other words, God is blessing us to the point that the Holy Spirit is walking in front of us on a continual basis. And the only thing we get to do is follow Him. And when we follow Him, He walks us right through the negative circumstances of our life. Oh, wow. He walks us right through the negative circumstances of our life, and we just lead. He just leads us, and we follow the greatest leader in the entire universe, which is the Holy Ghost, the Holy Spirit. That's what an incredible revelation. And then here's the next part I got on that. He will lead you. It says in verse 19, I want to lead them into high places. I'm going to lead them right into high places. I'm going to lead them. I'm going to put them there. Watch what he said. Watch what he said right there. It's incredible. Okay? He said, the God of my strength, and he will make my feet like hinds feet. He will make me to walk upon mine high places. You will never be in a low place again because the Holy Spirit is leading you, guiding you, strengthening you, encouraging you, and walking you to high places, not low places. Man, I got a word. I want to share this with you. I feel this in my heart. You're about to leave the lowest place of your life. I'm going to say that again. You're about to leave the lowest place of your life. You're about to leave it. The lowest place you've ever been, you're walking out of it right now. You're walking out of it because no matter what your negative circumstances bring, you are so focused on God. You are so focused on His Word. You are so focused on everything that you are going through, and you are about to leave the lowest place in your life, and you are about to step in to the greatest moment of your life because you're going to the high place. Wow. Wow. And then I want you to notice this last part today. And I want you to write this in your notes, put it in the comment section. Let's look at the verse again. Here's what he says. He says, I'm going to make sure to the chief singer of my stringed instruments. You know what he's saying here? Here's what you do. You deal with every situation with praise. You deal with every circumstance with the spirit of praise. You take off the garment of heaviness. You put on the spirit of praise, the garment of praise. You trade them. You end every situation. You end every moment. You end every circumstance. You end everything that you have going on in your life. You deal with it in one way. You praise the Lord. In all things, I praise Him for and in all things. I deal with every negative circumstance in my life. I deal with Him I deal with every situation. I deal with every circumstance. I deal with every lie of the enemy. I deal with every moment that I feel entrapped with my emotions. I feel entrapped with my circumstance, my enemies. No matter what I'm going through, there's only one way to deal with it. Praise. That's what he's saying. He said, I say all that I just said to get to one major thing. I deal with it through the spirit of praise. That's how you don't let any circumstance kidnap your focus. You can't focus on the negative when you're praising God. You can't focus on the pain when you're praising God. You can't focus on the negative points of your life when you begin to praise the Lord. I want you to be assertive today. I want you to be assertive, and I want you to tell the devil. I want you to tell the devil, God is going to bring me to the highest place of my life, and there's nothing you can do about it. You might as well back up. You might as well shut up. You might as well remove yourself from my place, my circumstance, because God is changing my circumstance. Man, isn't that powerful? Isn't that so powerful? I think if we could ever get to that place, if we could ever get to where we just deal with every moment of our lives through the spirit of praise, it'll change every circumstance. Man, oh man, what a revelation. What a revelation we can get a hold of. What a revelation. Listen, guys, I want to come to you today and I want to tell you that I love you. I appreciate you. So this is Keys to Living in Joy and Happiness Part 2. Keys to Living in Joy and Happiness Part 2. And I want to encourage you by in the strength and in the name of the Lord. We love you. We honor you. We appreciate you. And I want to bless you in the name of the Lord today. And I want to tell you that God has something awesome and powerful for your life. I want you to stand strong every day of your life. And I want to encourage you in the name of the Lord. Be blessed. I love you. I honor you. I'll see you soon.
Thank you for joining us. We hope that you were encouraged by today's message. If you would like to partner with us monthly or sow a seed into our ministry, you can download the Standing Strong Ministries app on Google Play or the App Store, or you can send it to Post Office Box 602, Lebanon, Missouri, 65536. Thank you and have a wonderful day.